This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to ask the CLO, or Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Teresa in Piscataway. Teresa writes, I'm friends with a woman that dated my husband 10 years ago. I don't have a problem with her, but he had a problem with me going to dinner with her. We had an argument over this woman. Is this an indication that he's hiding something?
No, it's an indication that why you all off with somebody he used to date. That can't lead to no good. You ain't got nobody else you could be friends with. Why is she so interested in being your friend is what you need to ask yourself. What's her motive? If you don't think he finna come up as one of the subjects, you'd have lost your mind. Because she tricky.
10 years ago, though, this is still going on.
I don't care if it was 1969.
I know that's right. Being your friend, going to eat with you.
All this here for what? Man, girl, bye.
All right, so it doesn't mean he's hiding something, though? That's what she's asking.
It don't mean what he... look, they broke up for a reason. And you got to wonder why this lady's so interested in being your friend. She know who your husband is. Snake move.
Can't trust. Just got to let stuff go. Okay. Moving on to Donovan in Jacksonville. Donovan writes, I'm married to an activist and we live in a mixed community with Republicans. My wife won't even speak to our neighbors that had Trump signs in their yards during the election. She calls me a sellout. How do I get her to be more neighborly?
Well, she need to relax. Trump is the president.
Yeah.
He's number 46. You can get unmad right now. And just sit there and just let them deal with the ramifications. Because it's going to be some ramifications to deal with. You ain't got to be mad at them. I told you so.
Yeah, he's 47.
All right, 47. Yeah.
He's 47. Yeah. Hey, but let me say this, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody that voted for Trump is not a bad person.
No.
It's a lot of misguided people out here. It's a lot of people that fell for the okie doke. It's a lot of people got bamboozled. It's a lot of people drank the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
It's some people out there really thought they was doing what was best for the country. The problem we had was we didn't give them alternative with Biden. And then Kamala got in the race too late. He had that stick in his hand. He was 3/4 of the way around the track.
Okay. About to win the race, huh? Yeah.
Well,
you want it.
So you're saying the wife just needs to chill and be a little more neighborly. Let it go, huh?
Man.
Yeah. He's in the White House now. Yeah. All right. Moving on to Corinne in Charlotte. Corinne writes, I have a 10-year-old son and so does my husband, both by previous marriages. We're going on a trip this summer and my husband's ex-wife wants us to take her 8-year-old son too. My husband doesn't want to. Should we invite him?
Well, I mean, you know, it would be the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it would be the nice. Cool. He's just an 8-year-old boy. You know, they all going to get along and play, you know. Mm-hmm. The 2 10-year-old sons, I got that, ain't your son. I got that. He 8.
Why doesn't he want to take him, though?
Because it ain't his son.
Yeah.
He probably like, let his daddy take him on the trip.
Hello. Now, the mother is faced with the dilemma.
Yeah.
That's his ex. And you don't know if they was married or not. They just have... Both have 10-year-old sons from previous relationships.
Previous marriages. They were married.
Shirley, your job as CLO, let me tell you something.
I know my job, thank you.
Ma'am, it's supposed to read the questions to me, and then I answer.
You can do that. That's what we do every day.
Now, your segment is the strawberry letter.
Is it?
Yeah, that's your segment. And we let you say whatever you want to say. Hear the problem, Shirley.
I was just trying to clarify something. Don't make this about me.
Stay out of it, we could move on.
I don't have to stay out of it.
Can I move on?
Can I move on?
Mm-hmm. Can I live? Can I be great? Come on, let's go.
So here's the deal.
Yes.
The woman who has the 2 boys, the 8-year-old and the 10, she wants him to consider taking the 8-year-old because the 10-year-old is leaving the house and he going, I want to go with my brother.
Yes.
And then what she's going to be faced with is, he don't want you.
Yes.
Why? Because that ain't your daddy. Right. See, it's a lot to come with that.
That's all you wanted to get to.
Well, this is what the problem is he take the boy or not?
Right. That's the issue, yeah.
But the dilemma is he don't want to take him because that's not his son. And he's younger. You don't know if this is the boy that came out of the relationship that she cheated on him with, which is why they ain't together.
Where that come from?
Wow. And you think I don't need to be involved.
That's why you don't need to be involved, because you don't know this.
She cheated on her ex.
I believe.
You make up stuff.
The one, she got a 10-year-old boy and an 8-year-old boy. It take 9 months to have a baby. So after the 10-year-old was born, it wasn't long before she was pregnant again.
What that got to do with him taking this baby on this vacation?
Oh, my God.
Because it ain't my baby.
Last one. We're moving on. Haley in Oxford says, I'm 29 and my husband is 40. He thinks he can cook better than me because it takes him longer. I use an air fryer and he loves the cast iron skillet. He loves my cooking. So why is it such a big deal how I prepare it? Is it because he's a lot older? You know I'm going to be involved in this.
29 and 40? That's only 11 years.
Stand on it, Shirley. Stand on it.
I don't understand how. I mean, what
she's
y'all talking about?
She's 29 and uses an air fryer. He's 40 and uses a cast iron skillet.
Let me explain something to you. That air fryer does not taste as good as that cast iron skillet. I can tell you that right now.
She says he loves her cooking.
Facts.
Yeah, he loves your cook. What she wants is the title as the best cook in the family. Mm-hmm. He say he cook better. And he do, because he don't use that air fryer.
I'm still on my age. That's what it is.
Air fry fried chicken different, y'all. It's different. It's different. I'm just telling you. It ain't the same.
Wow.
Well. All right.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.